Now look at part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Steve, and a girl, Claire, about Claire's room. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Claire. You look a bit depressed. What's the matter?
Hi, Steve. Well, it's my dad. I'm really annoyed with him. I hate it when we get cross with each other, but you'll never believe what he's done.
Well, go on. Tell me. What has he done?
Well, you know my mum is always telling me to tidy my bedroom. Dad's only gone and posted a picture of my untidy room on his website. I'm so embarrassed. I'm 20 and I've got a job and he's acting as if I'm still a little kid.
I suppose he wants to make you feel ashamed so that you clean it up. Have you tidied it up now?
Not yet. I'm not going to let him think his plan has been successful. Anyway, it's impossible to keep my room tidy all the time because it's so small. I clean it every Sunday morning, but by the following Saturday, it's always very untidy.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about the picture online. I'm sure that he just meant it as a joke. And how many people do you think will look at your dad's website and recognize your room?
I hadn't thought of that. Not many, I'm sure.
Well, there you are. But have you thought about finding somewhere else to live?
Of course. But everywhere is so expensive.
You know that my sister's been looking for a new apartment. She's found one that she really likes, but it's too big for one person. So she's going to try to find a flatmate.
Really? That sounds perfect. What's your sister like?
Very relaxed and easygoing. I'm sure you'd get on well together.
And I'm sure I would be much tidier if I had more space.
Well, here's her number anyway.
Thanks, Steve. I'll get in touch with her right away.
Now listen again.
Hi, Claire. You look a bit depressed. What's the matter?
Hi, Steve. Well, it's my dad. I'm really annoyed with him. I hate it when we get cross with each other, but you'll never believe what he's done.
Well, go on. Tell me. What has he done?
Well, you know my mum is always telling me to tidy my bedroom. Dad's only gone and posted a picture of my untidy room on his website. I'm so embarrassed. I'm 20 and I've got a job and he's acting as if I'm still a little kid.
I suppose he wants to make you feel ashamed so that you clean it up. Have you tidied it up now?
Not yet. I'm not going to let him think his plan has been successful. Anyway, it's impossible to keep my room tidy all the time because it's so small. I clean it every Sunday morning, but by the following Saturday, it's always very untidy.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about the picture online. I'm sure that he just meant it as a joke. And how many people do you think will look at your dad's website and recognize your room?
I hadn't thought of that. Not many, I'm sure.
Well, there you are. But have you thought about finding somewhere else to live?
Of course. But everywhere is so expensive.
You know that my sister's been looking for a new apartment. She's found one that she really likes, but it's too big for one person. So she's going to try to find a flatmate.
Really? That sounds perfect. What's your sister like?
Very relaxed and easygoing. I'm sure you'd get on well together.
And I'm sure I would be much tidier if I had more space.
Well, here's her number anyway.
Thanks, Steve. I'll get in touch with her right away.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet.